If a person who dies intestate does not leave a spouse, the estate to which the person had title descends to his or her heirs as follows. 1. The person's estate descends and passes to the person's children and the children's descendants. 2. If no child or child's descendant survives the person's estate descends and passes in equal portions to the person's father and mother. 3. If only the person's father or mother survives the person's estate shall be divided into two equal portions, with one portion passing to the surviving parent, and one portion passing to the person's siblings and the siblings' descendants. Or, 4. Be inherited entirely by the surviving parent if there is no sibling of the person or siblings' descendants. Note that additional provisions apply if none of the above survive the deceased. If a person who dies intestate leaves a surviving spouse, the community estate of the deceased spouse passes as provided as follows. 1. The community estate of the deceased spouse passes to the surviving spouse if no child or other descendant of the deceased spouse survives the deceased spouse, or all of the surviving children and descendants of the deceased spouse are also children or descendants of the surviving spouse. 2. If the deceased spouse is survived by a child or other descendant who is not also a child or descendant of the surviving spouse, one half of the community estate is retained by the surviving spouse and the other one half passes to the deceased spouse's children or descendants. In every case, the community estate passes charged with the debts against the community estate. The statutes also prescribe efforts that are to be made to locate missing heirs. The determination of heirship is quite complex, and the above is an overview of Texas statutes. Heirship is further complicated by the fact that the statutes of descent and distribution have changed over the years. Title examiners must determine the distribution of an intestate's estate based upon the applicable statute at the time of death. If the deceased had no heirs and had no valid will, property passes to the state under the right of escheat.